Okay. The Gemara, good morning, I'm sure. We're going to be going over Rashi and Tesa, the last part of the subject, the fire, see the difference between Rashi and Tesa. The Gemara, Boraya, the Ude Turo. In the fact, and we see that the Eden Zogmim need to pay an Ezek Shalim. There must be Yud Torah. And if you hold Yud Gavra, I'm saying about Baal Peh today. If you say Yud Gavra, why can't the first set of Edim who came on Sunday? Yud Gavra means they had to come on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. The Edim had to come on the day. Why couldn't the Edim say, first set of Edim that came on Sunday or Monday, that we came for Chatzi Nezek? We came for Chatzi Nezek because we don't know if it's going to be a third guy. Or when we ever gave a testimony, so we only came to Katzinezek. That was the Gemara's right. That's the Yude Tumo. From the fact that Zayim need to pay, it must be that they can all come together and ever they will know about each other, and that's why they have to pay Nezek Shoy. That's the right. So then the Gemara asked back that why, if you're all the other government, why is it any better? Now here we're going to see, we saw already, our colleague is Rashi Tosef, regarding how to explain this line of the Gemara. If we learn Yehudit Torah, mi nicha, behold, Yehudit Torah, why is it better? Let's say the last group, or the last group in the notion of the Americans, Hanach Basroi, that the last group say, not the first group, the last group, the last Sabbatim say that we came to testify about Chatzi Nezek. That's what we came.
Usually the last set of Adam, it's the last set that witnessed it. They witnessed it on Tuesday, but they testified for
very good. Excellent. Right. So that's first we'll have to clarify that point, but you're right, that's how we came out in Suga. So this is in Mafurish. But so let's say that the last group, the group that saw the Tuesday event, because the ops scored on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So those that saw the Tuesday event, they can say that we came to be Mechayev Chatzi Nezek. So why do they have to pay Nezek Shalim? Why do they say that we came to be Mechayev Chatzi Nezek? That was the Gemara's kasha. So we had here Machlokes Rashi Tosfos about why is it only the last group? Why is it not the first two groups? Why do the Gemara say the last group could say that we came to be Mechayev Chatzi Nezek? But the first two groups, if you all do the two of the first two groups, are clearly coming to be Mechayev Nezek Shalim. So why is it?
The owner of the third one, the one brought up the two group, then he's the one who brought the other two guys to come along.
So sure thing that the animal, the owner of the third animal that got gold, he's the one that brought all three sets of Edom. And since he brought all three sets of Edom, so first two sets of Edom clearly knew that the reason why they're being brought to testify about the story that's not relevant to the owner of the third animal is because it is relevant for him. He's bringing them to get Ezek Shalim, and that's why. But that was whose chat?
That's Rashi.
That's Rashi. Rashi's chat. Why is Rashi playing that chat? Because Rashi holds that when do you pay Ezek Shalim?
On the third going.
And the third going. So it's very very negay for the third person, for Mr. Levy, to bring the first, even about the first incident and the second incident. So he brought them. So if you don't like Tosfos doesn't learn like that. Tosfos doesn't learn that you pay Nezek Shalom for the third. You don't know. Tosfos does not learn that you pay Nezek Shalom on the third incident, but rather you've got the Eidos, and then on the fourth incident, after they've testified, that's when you pay Nezek Shalom. So who brought the first two sets of Eidim to court? They came on the road. So why can't they say we came to be Mechayim Chatzi Nezek?
Because there's nothing there. I thought we said there has to be
another
there for them to come and testify.
But they can't.
So what? So according to what we said, they can't
testify. Not that they can't, but they wouldn't generally testify, right? So David's saying that David's putting Tosfos together with the next stage. Okay, fair enough. But the answer Tosfos and Divya Masa Levu is the second text on the page. The answer to that text was that since they delayed coming until the third incident, it's clear to us that that's why they are coming. They're coming to make it into a mud, and that's why. So that's what plays the second text in the English. You're quite right, there's another part of thesis which adds to that. But at the moment, that's what the second part is. Because the story happened on Sunday, and the story happened on Monday, and then the story they came to testify after the third story on Tuesday. That's a bit of a coincidence, isn't it?
Right.
Why they wait until
Tuesday? That also stands with that question. Wait until Tuesday.
Yeah. If it's the other tour, we're going on the Monday on the other tour. We had a question. Even for the other tour, why don't we say that they came just to be on Chayav Katzin Nezek? So in the first two groups, didn't. Why? Because they delayed coming until Tuesday. Why did they do that? If they want to get Katzin Nezek, why didn't they come on Sunday and say, what happened? Why didn't they come on Monday? And like, they came on Tuesday because they knew there was a third incident and they want to make him into a wood. So the first two sets want to make him into a wood. The third set could be, why are they coming on Tuesday? As it happens on Tuesday, so it could be they're coming to make a Chayav Katzin Nezek. That's the last question. Why don't we say the third set was coming to a Chayav Katzin Nezek? Yep.
Why would they consider zoning them to be on this kind of situation of the Rashi? I understand it.
No. It's a very good. Oh, you're saying that was clear from Tesis right from the beginning of the sugya that if you hold the only chayim that is shown on the fourth time, so while these Adam zaymim, are setting in motion a chiyuv a later chiyuv.
But they agree with one case.
What?
Set it wrong.
They changed the state of the animal, therefore, anything which the animal now does afterwards would be chayav.
That's all future ones. Like, even that's not just more, but that's 6, 7, the all about it. That's not their doing. It's like thinking of a whole. It's a grammar.
It's a grammar. No grammar, but it's not a grammar. The grammar is a punishment for what they tried to do. But the shayla is, how much will they have to pay?
How do you know that? But they tell me that the future case, which didn't exist yet, they're going to be hired on the fourth case. Now, we didn't know that. Not only did they say, we didn't know why the other group coming on the government case.
Okay.
But now they're saying, I knew that it was shows in a case.
The Rashi and Rashi are attracted, and they approved it from the Torah. The Torah says, well, who are the honor? And then it says you pay. Not that you pay after it, not that I inform you that you now need to pay. First, you need an edus to make it into a mood, a word visual, and then shining, then on a fourth time you have to pay. This is what I'm going on the Kapnima Mohammed piece, which Rashi agreed to eventually. We don't have this Rashi, Rashi retracted, Rashi holds that way. So that's shot and possible. Word of honor means you're only become a mood and Hagri asked you that at the beginning of the sermon, you also learned that way in the Torah. That you only become a mood on the fourth time, not you only have to pay on the fourth time of the Shabbat. You don't need to pay on the third time of the Shabbat. So once you say that, so that's that. And now we have a bright telling me that the Din of Eden is Zayman by Mood. So the two things have to go together. If you're going to tell me that the Din of Zayman, they have to be the Din of Zayman came before and to make it into a Mood. And then they have to pay. Well, they have to pay not for the third time because they wouldn't have been, they don't have a child on the third time. It must be on the fourth time.
They have to say that the fourth time is also part of the Zayman case. Because you cannot say the grama maximum. They intended and they were pushing on the fourth case also as part of it. Because if it's not part of it, it's all the The fourth case here. The fourth case, has to be that he was also compelled to be part of his own experience to get this guy.
But they changed the status. They changed the status though.
Right.
They changed the status.
I don't know.
Marcos, the first character Marcos, when you talk about you're changing the status of the poet, you're just changing a status also as dominant before.
So in this case, you're going to
change
his
status.
That would be a sure thing.
Like going to change the status.
That's a good one. I can love the potential of the future.
They
may have not. They may have not. They may have
a certain case.
Much better to just bring you into the argument that's going on here. It's a discussion brought up by Chevron the Chabura here. It's very interesting consultation that you pay Edim Zeymen, you have to pay. For Edim Zeymen, you need to pay an exorcism on the third Nagirka, which they testified on. Rather on a future Nagirka happens, and Yossi is unhappy about that because he calls it Groma. But Groma is not a tiny because every Edis is a Groma. Not Edis is not English speaking. The base in there for Pascal, based on what they said, every Edis is a Groma. But in Achan, it's a very interesting case. That means that they testified the bad word and made the intermodal. And then a gourd, which they didn't testify on, a gourd, another time, then they have to pay the shalim because of what they caused due to their testimony. Yeah, but that's what it comes out.
It was never a point. It's a gourd.
And they didn't cause anything.
They don't get Marcos?
No.
They have a case like a Marcos, right?
Yeah, that's a time which you can't make it into a chir of ever, then they get Marcos.
Yeah, this potential.
Yeah, that's right. They set in motion a potential for a loss of money. Now, if he wants to now lock up his animal and make sure that it doesn't go off the next three times, then he hasn't lost out any money, and therefore they didn't have to pay for that. Okay, it's an interesting hour, but that's on the beginning of the sugya, not so much on Yehuda Gavri of the Torah. It's hard on that. So let's try and get back to the Torah. So we said, according to Rashi and Tesis, we already have one machlik to Rashi and Tesis about why we know the first two sets of Edim, if you're on the Torah, that they came all on the same day. Why do we know the first two sets of Edim were coming to make it into a Mord? According to Rashi, it was because the third. The owner of the third animal brought them. So we know the first two sets were coming out to make it into Mord, and the third set of men could be coming just because of Chatzinetic, and that's the Gemara's question. According to Tesis, no, it's a bit more complicated. Nobody brought them, they came on their own free choice. The only thing is, why did you come today? Surely that shows if you didn't come on the day the story actually happened, you came after the third story happened. That's circumstantial evidence to prove that you're coming from Mord. It's much a lower proof, and that's why Tate after is going to add to this. It's a lower proof. Come to Rashi, there's a strong proof. Why are you coming with Mr. Levi? Levi wants you to come. What's it going to do with him about the Reuben's animal, Gord, God Gord, or Shimon's animal, God Gord? Why is Levi bringing you? And I'm like, Mocha, you know you're coming to make it into a Mord. That's a contra Rashi, very strong. But again, it's all based on the Chiddush of Rashi that they pay Nezek Sholem on the third Nagir. It becomes a Mord and you pay Nezek Sholem.
Yeah, but that's when Rashi retracts.
Yeah, we have to get it. Our Rashi haven't retracted. So maybe now that's a mahalak of the Gemara so far. Okay, so what did the Gemara answer? The Gemara answers, and we're saying this about Ben, and we'll do it in two seconds. I'm saying Rashi Pshat. What does the Gemara answer? The Gemara answers, remember, we're trying to work out how we know the third group is coming only to make it Nezek Sholem. How do we know he's not coming for Matzah Nezek? So first chapter of the Gemara was that they were all hinting to each other. Therefore, the third one clearly knew that there was a Nezek Sholem going to happen due to his Negir, due to his Dibble. They were telling him, no, go and testify it. Why not? Rashi said they were, hinting in him, she'idu. Yeah, that they wanted him to be. Whatever is called a hint to hint, you can ask practical rabbinics to die in Solomon. The second teretz was that they all came together. They all came with Sukkim. Right? They all came in one group. And for that, we now know that they're coming to do Nezek Shot, to do Nezek Shalim. Why? Because since they all came in one group, it's clearly they were coming, he realized there was one point, they're all coming to make it into Nezek Shalim. And then the last heret was Ein Makin Bal, Ein Makin Es Ashoy. Akirin Bala Shoy Be'im Akirin Esa Shoy. Now this needs Havonah. So according to what's the Torah, so remember we're trying to work out, according to Man Lohman, you did Torah, why can't the last guy say that I only came for Chatzin Eden? So what's the answer? He doesn't recognize the animal. So why is he coming? If he doesn't recognize the animal, Chatzin Eden can only claim based on the animal. The animal that they gored. So if you don't recognize which animal gored, if you don't recognize which animal gored, so al kocher, you're not coming for Chatzin Eden. You must be coming to be mechayev him nezek shoy. Right? So now, how do we know the first two groups were coming to make it into a mord? Well, that's because Levi brought them. And how do we know the third group is coming to make it a mord? Because since he doesn't recognize the animal, so then he must be coming to make it into nezek shoy. According to Rashi, do we need to recognize the animal at a future date?
No,
according to Rashi, these third sets of Edim are coming to be machayev for the third negicha. So b'emet, they can say, we saw your animal go, now we don't recognize it, and we'll never recognize it again. He bought quadruplets of animals, so they all look exactly the same. I don't know if cows do give birth in quadruplets, but if they would, this would be a case. They look exactly the same, even look more similar than your twins. They look exactly the same, and there's no way I'll ever recognize it again. I'll know where I'll recognize it, but you should know your animal gored. What's an afkamina? Then now you need to pay nezek shoy. From Rashi, we don't have any choice discussion. We don't need to know about the future because there's an afkamina already now regarding the third tashlum. And that's why, that's Pshat, you're the Torah.
If they're saying it in the general board, and it's the third case, now I know it, how can they say that the same animal is all
present? No, that means they say, we did recognize it. We recognized it. At that time, you only had one animal on the left side of the river, and it gored. And we know...
All three occasions.
Yeah, and now you've gone and taken that animal, you mix it together with all the rest of them. There's no way of me knowing which one it is, but I'm telling you, you definitely have one animal there that's a mord, and you have to pay nezek shoy for the goring that happened, right? So if you learn like this chat in the Gemara, like Rashi, so let's go back to the Gemara, one line of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rabbi Nahumai, yeah, it's read about eight lines down, first word on the line with Tzufim. Rabbi Nahumai, b'makirin balashoy, b'makirin esashoy. So how do you understand the next line of the one? Elahechi miyai didei. So how do they make him into a mord? The omri, toro negachno isop b'kocho. You should know you have a wild animal. You have to look after your entire flock. And this line of Iboilok Linturi Likule Bikro is, according to what we've learned, is not really relevant to Rashi. Because we're coming, why are we coming? We're coming to make you into more for the story that happened, not the story that's going to happen. So I don't need to tell you that you now need to look after your flock for the future. I'm coming about the past. You have a mood, your animal board, finished. What's the extra line that
you're about to say? Does it not see that?
Come to who? What?
What just said, we didn't make a statement about him. What?
Yeah.
They said, Nakana, he is growing other animals. He's watching.
No, there's no
one yet.
I built up a case. I'm now showing you in Randy Gmar a little problem. I built up a case. Kuntarash. The reason we had a shayla, maybe the third set of Eden are only come to Mechayev Chatzin Eden. To which the Ravina answered that they don't recognize the animal.
The question that
Rob is
referring to is, well, the Hans question?
Ravina, yeah.
Kahn's question?
Of Kahn's question.
Kahn's question was only with your group, or was it, how do you know this group is coming together?
Well, the first two sets, we had to come to Rashi. We know the first two sets are coming to make it into a Mu'ad, because Levi brought them.
The world of Torah.
Right. So the only question we have is on the third set.
Maybe brought them, that's fine, but maybe that's not sufficient. Maybe we're saying that's not sufficient proof that you brought them to make.
Why not?
Only he asked that he didn't maybe he didn't reveal to them that he was coming to make it a what? He simply brought them because he wanted to specify what they saw.
Why is Levi bringing them? What's they got to do with that? What's he got to do with Levi?
Because it's not asking. Levi asked me to come, doesn't have
a watch.
It doesn't pay me money to come and make sure that this guy will get a chance, and we're going to testify about Chetzinez. I just said to you, he said to me, I'll pay you $20,000.
Yossi, that's it. $20,000, I'm paying you to testify about something that's got no relevance for me. Who's going to get money? Who's going to get money? Levi is paying. Levi is paying to Adim to testify about a story that happened to Reuven. Is Levi normal? He's starting off from New York. Why should somebody pay money to testify for someone else? And money pays not.
Maybe one is working 2 hours, don't think anything beyond what the money is. That's it. We just want money.
Okay, so Rashi is the donor.
But it's not a good thing. I
We have a little problem here. We take one step forward and two steps back. At each stage of the ground, if you have a problem at that stage, you have to stop us there. But as we build up the stages, we can't look back. The Gemara started off saying, if it's Yudin Tur, I understand it. If it's Yudin Gav, I don't. Why? Because if it's Yudin Tur, I understand, says Rashi, that the first two said of Adim, since Levi brought them, it suddenly they came to testify about to make it into a Mu'ad. Now Rashi spoke out to it. So the first two said of Adim, we don't have a problem. Look at Rashi, you need to have a third line down in Rashi. Nehi the Kamoi Vadai Liude Niskano. The first two said that he must certainly be coming to make it into a Mu'ad. Shayuidim, they know Shein al Nizik Shlishi, Shein al Nizik Hashlishi, it's going to be here as we the third Nizik shouldn't be the one coming to claim for the first Nizik. They know it's coming to make him into a Mu'ad. So the first two sets of Adim, we're not talking about Amaratzim or things like that. Vadai, the Udek, and Machaven, the first two sets of Adim. Remember, that's what we're trying to do. How can you have a case that they have to pay as a Kshara? So the first two sets of Adim, very simple case, that they know that it's not up to Levi to bring them. And if he brings them, it's relevant for him. It must be coming to make it as a job. But the third, what we got from? So what's the answer of the Gemara? That the third Eden that comes, third of Eden, they don't recognize anymore the animal. So what are they coming for? They're coming to make him into pain as a job. So if we go with Rashmi, they're coming to talk about the past. Levi's bringing him. Why are you bringing me if I don't recognize your animal? So it is because you'll get Nezik Shoyo. So the next line of the Gemara, El Heir Liade, Iboile, Linturi, Kula Bikroch, that's Loshan, Iboile, Linturi, the Kula Bikroch, is a slight difficulty on Rashi. That why are you telling me about the future? I'm going to tell you about the past. It is a slight difficulty. You have to take them to Rashi that when they come to give a testimony about Mu'ad, they're not just giving testimony about what happened, but also it's halacha, it's also an achmina for the future. And what's halacha for the future? Halacha for the future is, you should know, now you have one animal inside that's in Mu'ad, and if that animal ever goes, if any of your animals ever go and go again, you should know you already have the Mu'ad inside it, and will always take on, it's that animal that goes, like Daisy spoke about.
You're
Yes, sure. Ravina, Remember, it's built up on a build-up. So Rabbi Nahama, you want to know why I know that the third group are coming to make in Ezekshonim, the Makir Malashoi, they recognize the Balashoi, very Makir as a Shoi, but they don't recognize the Shoi. And therefore, they clearly aren't coming to make a Chatzin Ezek.
That's
serving his answer, because it's not that.
Ella,
this is the problem.
This is my question, is ignore what you just said.
No.
Is that even his Ella?
No. That's Ella when we have a question, we say, Ella, you have to. And this is part of that build up on the question. Ella, you can be arguing. If they don't recognize the animal, so why exactly are they coming to base him to testify about? Why are they making him into a moot? Moot for what? They don't recognize the animal. So Omri, they say to him, Tur le gachma istof ben tkolcho. You have a wild animal, wild show in your flock. You have to now look after your entire flock. That much better.
You don't have to stay for the moon.
Oh, they don't all have to stay for the moon. But like Jason spoke out, they've got Achim and Bombassin. If any of your animals go, it would always take on. It was that one.
So that's something
that
And
then let's agree with me, it was done by two different animals. That's what I like.
So his the third cop that doesn't have exact aiders to give, they say we know what to do, has less aiders resulted in more of a chumra in terms of any animal now that the worse.
Yeah.
It's kind of ironic.
Yeah. But again, I'm just adding this point. According to Rashi, really the third Eidus was really come to testify about the here and now. But the Gemara, for some reason, is bothered then also give Eidus, you also have to somehow in the future. It's our Rashi, I have a good turn. I'm saying it's our difficulty on Rashi.
It seems like that line is necessary because if you don't have a specific animal, then the question is what is the shot? What is Shaitis about the Mu'ah?
Because that animal that I didn't know about is a mud. I know that one of your animals, I know it. Was there only one animal that goes three times? I know that. I know.
Right. What's the
enough good minutes? You have to be as a children for that third story.
Right. But what makes it is about some animal, if an animal will be identified, the owner knows what animal it is. It means I'm novice.
That's
here
if you learn like Tetzis, the your notice for the future.
No,
if you learn like Rashi, then even if you were never on notice, but if I can somehow tell you, you should know your animal grew all three times, and the third time you didn't know about it, and now you know about it, you have been as a shot him in
that.
What's the
shaykh
that animal was in one.
That's what's going on is on the God, even Mu'ah is still warning the Gabra, right?
Is it?
That is the animals of Mu'ah. So the line comes to tell you, oh, the shyness of Russian Mu'ah is that going forward now he's out of
it. Fair enough. Same, it's a.
That's what I'm saying.
The Gemara doesn't say that, but it's a. So, yeah, the Gemara seems to be saying, when I can't tell you animals of Mu'ah, should also be an argument for the future, not just for the future.
That means it's already said that in order for the mission of Christ, in order for testimonies to be there be testimony that it has to be in front of the ball, the ball of him.
Yeah, say that. Now I'm in front of it.
Right.
I'm saying now what happened.
Right.
So we'll ask him what this next time the Gemara is. It's a little difficult to come to us. But this is Rashi, I want to finish off one point. Says Rashi, all this is the Ode Tzuro. And the other Gavner doesn't start, says Rashi, doesn't start. The guy who gives Eidus on Sunday, since he doesn't know what's going to be on a Monday or a Tuesday, we can't say, says Rashi, he doesn't recognize it. We can't say he doesn't recognize the animal, because if he doesn't recognize the animal, then what is he coming to base him for Bechlap? If he's coming, if he's not recognizing the animal, he can't be coming for Chatzin Ezek. And he also can't be coming for Ezek Shorim. He can't be coming for Chatzin Ezek because he doesn't recognize the animal. And he can't be coming for Ezek Shorim because he doesn't know there's going to be a number two and number three. So if you're the other Gavre, the price that makes zero sense. The price says that you have to pay Ezek Shorim. Nezek Shalim Zichanot. I don't know what's going to be for the second. I don't know what's going to be in the next day.
What is the third group that
happened? But the first group comes to Rashi. The first group that comes on Sunday is Zicha can't be, definitely can't be made Zayman for Mord. Because they can always turn around and say, we didn't know that there's something going to come the next day. That's what Rashi said over here. Let's see the end of Rashi. Abel Yehudi Gavir. See where it is in half way. Let's stop from the Imakinus of Shoy. See where Rashi is in the Imakinus of Shoy? Behani. The Imakinus of Shoy. He'll talk about it. It's like halfway down the page. He'll talk about it. It's like halfway down the page. He'll see some more. The third group. Lady. The Imakinus of Shoy.
The
hand
is the first
quarter? Yeah.
Oh, fine.
At
the very beginning.
Yeah. Then my hand is the show. You see it? David, you have it or not?
Yes, yes.
Excellent. Hilkov said Rashi. Then it's Kavno. And that's listening words. They didn't intend it. Their own intention, their sole intention was that's listening words to make it into money. Shayoidim, Beidus Yishoyim, they knew that the first two said Beidim were there. So it must be they would come to make him. Says Rashi. The Mishnah Chatzin Nezek. To say they're coming for Chatzin Nezek, can't be. Even the in Makin is a shoy, since they don't recognize a shoy, they also must start. They wouldn't come to testify. The time in Yishan, the man of the Kufi Tam, only pays the Kufi, therefore they're not coming for Chatzin Nezek. They're coming only for Nezek Shoy. Says Rashi, Avoli Udi Gavim. If we want to explain the rights of peace on Udi Gavim, Loinich, it's not going to work out. Demotzi the Mima, Kamoi, because the first group could say, Miodinon, the Lebosa, Glossa, Yoimim, also Hani, Miadele. Is it possible? Me or Dino? Did we know? Did the boss of Lossi Amy that after over the course of 3 days, also Hani, the other groups of Adam would come, or me Yadine, and will testify and begin to move? And then about them, is Gansin. We came for Gansin. And you can't say, says Rashi. We can't say Aiden Makir is a show that group don't recognize the show. Uli Yodi Ossi and it came to make it into a mood. The Miyabe Yodi, the Soipoi Laksa Lingoya, Shia Vishishi. Did they know there's going to be the gap twice or three times? There's Rashi. This group that come on Sunday, they're coming to Basin. And the Basin is saying to Basin, you should know the animal board. Which animal? Now, if they wouldn't know which animal, Basin would throw them out of court. Because why are you coming? Because maybe the next day there'll be another Megiddo. Me or Mel, who says there will be? What are you coming to court for? So they throw them out of court. The only way they could come to court on Sunday is if they do recognize the animal. That's the only way they could come to court. There must be they would recognize the animal. So if you would hold the Udi, Gavre, it must be they recognize the animal. And then when they come to Basin recognizing the animal, they can always turn around and say, that's what we came for, just to make you chayav chatzi nezek, not to make you chayav nezek shalom. According to Liudet Torah, since it's the third Eidos, the last group, so they could say we don't recognize the animal. What's an achimino nezek shalom? You now pay nezek shalom. If you're the other Gavre, it's the first group that come, if they wouldn't recognize the animal, they wouldn't be allowed to speak. Because what are you coming for? Chati Nezek? Not relevant. Nezek Shalim, who says it'll be a Nezek Shalim? And according to Rashi, Rashi takes on, Basin would not accept, receive Eidos based on the fact that maybe there will be another group tomorrow and another group the third day. Okay, very good. Very good. Very good. It's a good question. Says Rabbi Yossi, why don't we say the first two groups recognize the animal and only the third one doesn't recognize the animal? And the answer is because the first two groups wouldn't have to pay Nezek Shalim.
because they have
an since they recognize that, they can say we came to Chatzi Nezek. The price is that all three have to pay Nezek Shoreh. Why should it be? The first two groups, they recognize the animal, so they were coming for Chatzi Nezek. You'll never have to get Nezek Shoreh. And what do you want to say? The first two groups didn't recognize the animal. They didn't recognize the animal, they wouldn't be speaking in Beis Din Bechlal. Because what are you coming for? Chatzi Nezek is not relevant. And Nezek Shoreh, there is no Nezek Shoreh. No, but maybe there'll be something tomorrow. Levi is bringing them so that they're relevant of Nezek Shoreh today, now. Levi is bringing them according to Rashi, you the Torah, the Met, it could be the first two. Do recognize or don't recognize wouldn't make a difference. Because the fact that Levi is bringing them, even if they do recognize the animal, they can't say we came for Chatzi Nezek because Levi is bringing them. You're meant to realize you've got a reason why Levi is bringing them. So according to you, the two of the first two groups are certainly coming for Nezek Shoreh. And the third group doesn't recognize.
Because Levi brought them.
It would have been such a difficult become Nezek Shoreh. And wouldn't that be amazing?
Not because they said we recognize the owner of the
A bit of a little deeper. You got the Gemara saying everything as you wanted to say, because then there wouldn't be a machlokes as Rashi Tosfos, and Rashi would never retract.
What was their testimony? And it is because we brought them.
Yeah.
That's not my question.
Thanks, too.
I wanted to answer that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Obviously, if I know that he's the one really bringing them,
they also read Rashi and you're determined. Okay. Read Rashi and you're the Torah Minika. So Rashi, second Rashi on the page. Look at Rashi again. You're the Torah Minika. Then you're the Torah. Nihi, the Kamoi, Vada, you're the Iskara. Now I don't need to discuss. It's clear the first two groups are coming to make it into a more. Why? Because they be brought them. The first two groups nothing to talk about. I've only got a question on the last group. That's all the Gemara said. Right? Says Rav Kahane, the other two of Minicha, but they don't have a Basori, the last group have a problem. The first group don't have a problem. Why not? Because the first two people are clearly coming from more. Why? Because Levi brought them. But the last group have got a problem. So it is a big amount. The last group is my problem. That says the last group don't recognize. It says the Rashi, the other Yama, nothing starts, can't be. Therefore, the mascot of the Gemara is Liuda Turo. Q E D, right? Whatever that stands for. The other Torah point group. The other Torah. End of story. You're the Gabba. There's no way you'd make him into paying Nezek Shoreh. The first group, the second group cannot be. Because the first group could say that we came for cutting the wine. Maybe you don't recognize the animal. If you don't recognize the animal, don't come to basic. You're useless. Today, with no Chatzi Nezek, and don't recognize the animal. And to say that you're coming for future, maybe there'll be another Negicha, or two. We don't need the town's policeman. That's not what we invited you for. You have a claim to make now, make it. You don't, not relevant. So that's Rashi.
What's not relevant?
The Aedus.
And two people, what?
The Aedus.
Why is it not relevant? So, wait, wouldn't you consider the first warning for the owner? I'm not going to shine right now. Forget the money side. Now it's not going to be a first warning.
Don't rush it. Aiden, come to basin, come for moments, not for being acting as the town sheikh in the sheikh. They come for moments, that's their job. They're coming. This is the.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm coming to make you pay. That's what Adam will come forward to Rashi. So can the first set of Adam make you pay? No. They don't recognize the animal. Adam, I think, must be recognizing the animal as they come into Beis Din. If they come to recognize the animal, then they're all going to pay as exotic because they recognize the animal, they come across the animal. So that's why, come to Rashi, you're the government, not Shat, to explain the price. Because it's too long, it is possible to explain the price. The first two groups, whether they recognize it or not recognize it, it's relevant because the lady brought them, which is clear evidence that they're coming to make it into a mood, even though they recognize the animal. And the third one, they'll say he doesn't recognize the animal, therefore he's coming to make it into a mood. Adkan de Rashi. Wow. Taisa's different. Remember, Taisa says, well, it's not about the third ages. It's always really relevant for a fourth one. Comes to Taisa, the fact that they came to testify, not testifying about what they came now. They come to testify for future ages. Right? So then, comes to Taisa, we can't say that Makirin Bala Shoy, but they don't recognize the Shoy. So what are you coming for? What are you coming for? You don't recognize, so what are you coming for exactly? We want to tell you that you know your show gourds. We don't know which one. And if any of show gourds now, so then how are we ever going to know? How are we ever going to know if it was the same one? And Tosis, he learns in Mahalach that this Gemara is answering Ben Yudagava, Ben Yudatur. Tosis in the Gemara Elo and Makirin. Tosis understands, since the Gemara says Elo de Gemaramzi and Muzi, is now a retraction. The Gemara now says that all these answers are also coming to answer Yudagava. That's an important point because that's the difference between Rashi and Tosis and the Chayyim, not totally on. First of all, I don't think it is, but there's now a Chazon. Chazon, we're answering also Yudagav. So, Kamaram Zirimuzi, what does that mean? It means that on each of the 3 days, the first set of the Gemara, on each of the 3 days, they were signaling to each other, so they were clearly a group together trying to cause him to become a mood. So on the third, so although one set came on Sunday, they can't say we came to sing about Katsinadek, because on Sunday, they were winking with the other two people who were waiting outside. And on Monday, another two set of Adim came, and another two sets were winking to each other, and the third set as well.
They came
on
three separate days.
Yeah, you're the guy.
So they were winking
because they were standing there and basing.
Waiting for.
Yeah. That's how Taisa says. So we're going to the Chol Shloisha Yomim Boim Eiluim Eilu. They all came together. They were Kamaramzi. They were hinting to each other. So there's clear evidence there wasn't just Eidus of Sunday. There's really a group here aimed to make him Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So Rashi, Taisa's directly says, not like Rashi, that the Sugi Rutsim are going to be answering Li'udi Gavre as well. Not just Li'udi Tor. You're the Gav as well, and that's why I'll have myself, Kuntatesu, Rabbeinu Hananel, comes out that Alok HaMaiseh permit the suffix. Whether you're the Eid, you're the Gav, and you're the Torah, whether three Eidim have to come on three separate days, or they can all come on one day.
Last year, it was also said before, the Eidim on their own.
Oh, come to that.
How do we deal with this theory?
We'll come to that. So remember, the Kasha was. On the castle of all coming on their own, that was on the castle of Rukana. The Rukana says the name Hanach Basuri, which the Gemara answered to why Basuri. The first two, okay, they came late. That's evidence. But the third set, why can't we say Hatzanili? Once the Gemara says Elo, that regarding the third set, we have to make up that they are hinting to each other. So we can say that same terrace to answer the first set and the second as well. We don't need to say that they came all later on Sunday. We can now answer back and say that Miramzi removes. Why don't you say that terrace? You can't say any terrace. They came on three separate days. And Miramzi removes. They're hinting to each other and say hello. Now we have Makirin Balashu. Makil Baal Hashoyim. The third tirut of the Gemara. What's the third tirut of the Gemara? Vine, that they don't recognize the animal, but they recognize the Shoyim. Remember, Tosfos holds this answer also answers the Udei Gavra. It's not only the Tosfos. The answer is also the Udei Gavra. That they don't recognize the animal. If they don't recognize the animals, how can they give Eidus? Why are they giving Eidus? They're coming on Sunday. They say, we don't recognize the animals, so why are we coming? If, according to Rashi, according to Tosfos, this answer of the Gemara is also coming to answer the Udei Gavra. Right? So what's the answer? They don't recognize the animal. So what are they coming for on Sunday? When they come on Sunday, two Eidim come on Sunday, they say, you know, you're showing good. We don't know which one it was, very good.
So, please don't know how to notice. So, this in line with the Gemara, that it's all on the Baal Pahim, that he needs to be born three times.
For what reason?
For just because of the fairness or due process, whatever you want to call it.
So, Tosfos said, that because maybe later they will recognize the animal. And when they recognize the animal later, then the Eidus is relevant. So says Tosfos, if according to Tosfos, it has to be that maybe later on they will recognize it, and then we're back to the question, maybe they're coming only for Katsi Nezek. They're coming to testify about something that later we might recognize. So if so, maybe only Chayav Katsi Nezek. So even if you hold, so what's on to the Gemara? Right now they don't recognize it. But the Eidus is only relevant if later on they will recognize it. Right? The Eidus, when they're giving Eidus, and then what they're saying, you should know your animal, good. Well, which one? Show me which one is. I'll show you later on, I'll show you which one is. We'll recognize it later on. We have some personal data later on. But more than that, since they're saying, I think that's going to be the answer. But since it's based on the fact that we're going to recognize it later, so maybe they're only coming for Chatzin Ezek. No, it's like you just said, that's what they're saying. Okay, that's going to be the difficulty. Let me, I want to read through the Tosfos, if I can. Makirin Balashoy, Vim Toyman. So the first part of Tosfos is a side question, really. I can't see what's in the Mabel, if you're the plug in this casino, I caught in Shabishwarim. So this first part of Tosfos was, maybe I'll just even skip, I'll just say Balpeh. The first part of Tosfos was, why are you saying they're not coming to be Mechayv in Momorim? They are. They come to say for the smallest animal in the flock, at least that you have to pay Chatzin Ezek based on the amount of the smallest animal in the flock. To which they answer, remember that either the owner of Tainu ran away, one of his flock ran away, or they met one of them ran away. Now we spoke at length to Shirim ago. So from Vim Toyman, that's where we want to start from. Vim Toyman. See where it is about 5-6 lines into Tosfos. In Toyma. Yeah, in the cave. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
In Toyma, the cave, they might be a shoy. If they don't recognize the shoy, Shema Oisu, Shonogam, Shoyna, Loizel, Shonogam, Shneem, Shishis. Maybe it wasn't the same animal that goes 3 times. Shema Oisu, Shonogam, Shishis. Maybe the one that goes first. After all three testified, they then did recognize the animal and say, oh, that was the one. That was the one that was the guy. Therefore, moving on, which is what they were coming to testify about. Moving on, the Eidus is relevant. Then they testified, you should know your shoyold on Sunday and on Tuesday. And on Wednesday, they came along and testified, you should know we now recognize it was the same one that did it all. If on Thursday it goes, you have to pay an execution. Mim Toyma, great places. The Udiga, Meditators holds that this time to come to the answer, the Udiga will do.
I think the Udiga, they have testified on different days. So really, the testimony is. They might have said something on Sunday or Monday, really did not say anything because they don't know the animal.
Did you?
And then on one day they're saying it's the exact same thing as in the Torah.
No,
it's not again because it's so part of the from the owner's perspective, you know, what could have been done? You know, tell me any good and still now.
To replace it comes out, you can make a person into a wood by warning him that you've got one animal in your flock they caught, and then warning him a second time and a third time, and then I'll let you know eventually which one it was, right? Which is, yeah.
Anyway, you could say before in Rashi, you didn't have to eventually identify the animal.
Yeah, come to Rashi.
That's Rashi. According to Tosfos, why do you have to eventually identify the animal?
How do you know then the fourth time there was an animal in court? It's only relevant for the fourth time. How do you know which one was? Under Rashi, I don't need to know. I need to know about the third time. I don't need to know about the fourth time. But the whole reason is about the fourth time.
At the end of the day, it's not. The Morris telling us how we were able to manage to find out the result. But even without that story, we might have been. Of his own case, it's still proving to us that it's either Gabor or Torah or both. Where the Tosfos, even without all these elements, even if they only did a pinpoint in the Gabor case, they didn't say, the person didn't say which animal it was, it would still work as a one.
Yeah.
It would still work as one. He's only coming to answer the question, how we found out he's obvious.
Clear from Texas, so now they were saying, clear from Texas. That if I warn you, your animal goes, one of your animals goes, and then I warn you again, one of your animals goes, and the third time I warn you, one of your animals goes, that is enough of a warning that if eventually I'm able to prove to you that all those three eaters were about the same animal, it would be a mood, and you'd have to, now from now on,
that's exactly what I'm trying to convey. I'm hoping that that's accurate, for those who said, I have to prove to you at the end of this all the same animal.
Yeah.
Only to make them zone.
No.
I thought in the fourth case that the animal is gory, we will say
no way.
That animal.
No way.
It's like that.
No way.
Even if they don't come, it doesn't play again.
No.
That will be the
no way.
You don't have a how we know they were zoned in me. Other than that, the testimony is accepted, and even if they're not about to be zoned, the fourth case will be an indication as to which animal it was. And this goes
when the shears of the animal dies. Absolutely not, no way at all. You cannot say if I have one animal goes and then different one, they're always the same animal. If you had a chazoka, an animal that is a mur, then you can say that any future ones is based on that one that they. If suddenly you have four negiras, you can't say it's all from the same animal, then it takes it, who said it? Why, yes.
What if you fish one side of the river? They don't recognize it, but they knew it was gone.
Yeah, that Tosfos can say to me. Tosfos is going to get to it. Very good. So, in the Chumash. So, Tosfos first is, how do we know it's the same one that did it three times? Right? That Tosfos Kasha. From Tosfos, who cares? Tosfos Kasha, how do you know it's the same one that did it each time? And Tosfos, because afterwards they recognized it, that's why. Right. In Toma, yeah, I don't understand. I couldn't say that. It's not true. I'm talking about Yehudi Gabe. We're talking about Yehudi Gabe. First word in the line of Yehudi. Yehudi Gabe. Eina Eidim. She'idu bim Mishay. The Eidim that come on Sunday. Are unable. Yehudim. Yayik. They're unable to make into mood. And they come. Somebody's not mood. Ero. She'choy she'chim. She'ma yiga. Beis. Begimim. Maybe it'll be good again, second time, third time, and what? And then they'll recognize it. Because if you don't recognize it, maybe it's not the same animal. But we don't understand. If it's anyway based on that future recognition, that's what they're testifying on. Yecholim nami loima, they could say, lechayim chatzinezek bon, or we came to lechayim chatzinezek, kishia kiroi, when they do recognize it. Titus is saying that we could accept Aegis on Sunday based on a future testament. So if so, if it's anyway futurely, we have to future recognize there was that animal they caught. So then why can't we just say that you're coming for Chatzin Ezek? And based on this scripture, we're going to recognize the term is going to be like Yossi answered before, but in time. So if you're new to the Gabi, we don't understand. If you're the Gabi, the first two said, can say we came to Katinete. Why? I don't recognize the animal. But anyway, if you want my English to be of any use, we have to recognize eventually it was the same animal they called. So it's not future recognition. Take it back to say that's why we're coming for Katinezer. Says Tosfos, Rafiruki, and we not use the Torah. Is now what the second law, which was just said. Rafiruki, and we not use the Torah, even if you don't use the Torah. And use the Torah, the man we could explain the price of Isim. Why? The Matsino name, we could explain the Mayuni, Chikiru, Anchanoga, Shalishan, and Yutus, they did recognize it. Before three Negitas happened, they recognized it. At the time of the three Negitas, they did recognize the animal.
Yeah.
It was all on that side of the ridge, right? After 3 days, Kishabar Lahoyin, they then eventually decided to come to Bistin to testify. By then, it's already mixed up together. And Nisari being Shloy Machim Adonim, but you can mix up with similar looking Shloy or Shokroy, Mashoyoyo, or they forgot which one it was. They Makinus, Shasinus, and they don't recognize it at the time of the Indus. Now, certainly the Udikos, they're coming to make it to lunch. They're coming along to say, you should know, we recognized your animal. We knew the same animal brought 3 times. Which one is? We don't have a fog is which one is. And we're coming to testify, to know, tell you, inform you, you've got more than your flock. After a minute, what's the after a minute they have more than your flock? Number four. Maybe then after a minute, you have to pay Nezik Shalom next time. We don't know which one it is. Says Ratzai, says, even though they don't recognize it, Yishan Nezik Shalom, and after being Nezik Shalom, Kishe Yigach Negir Uvis, once that's the fourth time, Rebbe Acher, the Omer Bereish Amalei Chaperis, Yadua Shazer Hodo. Acher told us, if an animal's got a status of being a Nalchem, then we take on that any future Negitas were done by that one. So once I tell you, you should know you have a mood. Your animal we saw 3 times was like, yeah, we don't know who it is, but we know. Same animal was like, yeah, 3 times. Once you have that, so then we're coming to tell you, like the Roshan of the Gemara, very beautiful. Roshan of the Gemara is.
Bro, so, are we saying the fourth one? Are we saying we're assuming that the fourth one is the one that we didn't recognize because it's goring again?
Right.
But it could be a short time. It could be just another random one.
Says Reb Acha, he's saying, Reb Acha, the Gemara says, Bombasa tells us that if we have one wild animal and then something wild happens, we take on it as the Vildachai that did it. That's what we take on.
Even if they didn't recognize it.
And if they didn't recognize it, you don't know it ever became a Lord.
Right.
So once you have something as a statement of a Lord, then you can take a Vildachai, and then you can take on that any wild activity happens is because of that Vildachai. Until you know that, that's what Tosfos asked beforehand. If you don't recognize the show, maybe it's not the same one that did the first time, the second time, the third time. Maybe it wasn't the same one. How do you make it to the Lord?
Exactly.
Did you recognize it? If you all knew the Torah, it means at the time of the Negev, you did recognize it. Look at the Gemara again. We'll do Tosfos again. Yeah? Now, Philo, Kiyomina, Niyo, the Torah. See what it is? First word on the line is, no, Tosfos. First, Kishyek Yu. First word of the line is Kishyek Yu. Vafiru. Vafiru kiyamin on Yud Torah. Even if you would explain Yud Torah, where and what? So it says, if you don't know Yud Torah, we can explain the Brisa better. Why? The Matsina Lameh, we could explain the Mari, that the Brisa is talking about case, Kishyek Yu. They did recognize it until inclusive that it was the Gea 3 Negiris. It was the Gea 3 Negiris. They recognized it then. After 3 days, when they came to testify, then it got lost. Then it got mixed up. Then they don't recognize it. Then it got mixed up between the Shoyim, Achim, Adoyim, Loy, others which are similar to it. Or maybe shortly they forgot Ma Shoyhoyo, They forgot which one it was and they don't recognize it at the time of the Eidos. So they know that the animal is a wolf. They know there is. Because they saw it and they recognized it then. The first three times they called, they saw and they recognized it. And then it's a little touch. Yeah.
But this is the
why can't they say Hudson is in here now?
Because when they come to testify on the when they come to testify, then they no longer recognize it.
Why can't they say Hudson has it on this day?
Because they don't recognize it.
What?
Because they no longer recognize the animal. So where are they coming? They're coming to make your mood. What's an afghumina? They don't know. They don't know which one it is. No, because of a vacha now. Once we know one's a mood, once we know we've got a wild animal, now you have a vacha that tells us, be a duash, there is a cloud. If we know you have a wild animal, then any future damages that happen is because of that wild animal.
And then we said, if they recognize it later, they can come back and say, that's a
mess. So now they don't need to recognize it. Says Tosis, if you're near the Torah, you don't need to say you recognize it afterwards. Because as long as they can say, we did recognize it, and we know you have a mod, so of course that's what they're coming for, to make it into an Ezra Chavez. I want to knock him in if you don't know which one was a mod. No, because once we know you have a mod, and any future damages that happen, you're still going to still happen.
How did they establish a new one? They didn't recognize it.
At the time they did.
Yeah, but they're not testing this. Yeah, I recognize it. But then how can they say that, how can cut number two say it's the same animal as cut number one?
We were all having a vacation on the west bank of the River Jordan. And there was one of
us. There was only one of us, and
we were all celebrating our vacation there. And then we saw your animal, we know it was yours. And then you came on Wednesday, took that animal, went and mixed it, took to the East Bank and mixed it with all the rest of its flock. And we now come to the station. No, inside your East Bank flock, there is a moor there. We saw it. Which one it is? No idea. It's the one that was on the West Bank.
Why can't each of them kind of know? Really, what I was told, what I was anticipating is being able to recognize it later for Katsinez. Why can't they each kind of
know? Oh, yeah, you know, maybe they could kind of that we still give the base there to testify, maybe later on. The point of Tosis is that if you're doing the Gabba, we have to say it's based on a future recognition. If you're on a new tour, it's possible to explain the Brisa to say that's not based on recognition, future recognition. Maybe we don't, we're not messiahs, the fact that later on you might recognize. It says Tosis, like you're saying now, Mikol Mokoyim, it's going to be what you said, Mikol Mokoyim, Oysom, Shekiroyim.
That's the first word of the line, please.
Oh, good. The second half of my line. That means the third group that testified the first. They could still say that we only came from Tzinezek when we do recognize him, like in Taina, even though we could explain the price that it's not based on recognition, but why can't we see we came? In order that later on, when we recognize it, he'll pay it. Why can't we say that's what we came for? Says Tosis, because the other Gabba, that's definitely what we had to say. But the other Gabba, we definitely had to build it based on future recognition. So the other two can also be that. You know, the Gabba, now we're learning Motsi Oma, and the whole explanation of the Gabba was only on Shakushin, Sheva Yigat Shnayim, Kushlisha, Viyakiru. So since the other Gabba was clearly based on a later recognition, Mariam David said, say the same, you have a tour. Then maybe the first two sets of Eidim, we know they're coming to make into more, because why they're coming now? But you the third set, the third set, he could say, I came today because the story happened today. I is not relevant now. So whenever it's relevant later, when I recognize it later, I pay up in Ezek. That's why I came for. That's the catch. Answer to the Vishloima, also, if they came to the Chai Katzinezek,
Why come?
But do not come to Beis Din. If you're coming to the Chai Katzinezek, don't come.
The way that means they would come, they can't get testimony.
No, they shouldn't have come. They should not have come. If you're coming to the Chai Katzinezek, wait until it's relevant. Don't waste Beis Din time. Wait until it's relevant. You'll bring it to Beis Din and say, look, it's that animal they have to be a Katzinezek for. Great. It's something practical, something we can deal with. But like Rabbi Yaakov said, it's very not practical. We come to Beis Din, document the case for whenever it's Negev. When is the Negev come to Beis Din?
Yeah, they shouldn't come.
Lord, why don't they come?
It seems to me that they wouldn't come. People wouldn't do that.
Why?
They shouldn't come if they did care, then they are out.
Huh?
If you're saying people don't behave that way, then we're saying about that, no, it's for sure Nezek Shalom.
Right.
So they shouldn't have come. Okay, they're Tifshim. They can't.
So Beis Din wouldn't accept them, maybe. But you're right, okay, you wanted to say, oh wait, so the Roshan takes the Hoyle and they shouldn't have, like, you wanted, they wouldn't, it's also good. Avadai, Li Yehudi, also, so suddenly they came to make it in the mood, Ki Ben Yehudi Torah, Ben Yehudi Gali, they never came to make it mood, because however you learn how mood works, Tzichin, Lahoy, Koydin, the Yehudi, the reason why they came today, even though they don't recognize the animal, is because in order to make you have to pay the fourth time, we had to come today. We couldn't wait until we recognized the animal and say, oh, you've got a mood. It would be too late. We want to tell you already now that you've got a mood already now. Maybe it's not relevant yet. We don't know which one. Doesn't matter. We tell you already now that I want to set an emotion ready. Monday's going to happen. Tuesday's going to happen. And on Wednesday, we'll recognize which animal it was. We'll tell you, oh, it was the same animal that did it. And now there'll be a mood for Thursday's Negir. But if we wouldn't come on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday, and we wait until Wednesday, and on Wednesday we recognize the animal, then we have to start the whole process then again. So you need a Negir, it's made on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then if it's Negir on Shabbos, then you pay Nezek Sholim. We wanted to make pay Nezek Sholim already the first possible date. So we came on Sunday, we didn't recognize the animal. Where are you coming from? If maybe we'll recognize it later. Came on Monday, didn't recognize the animal. What are you coming for? Maybe recognize it later. Tuesday, what are you coming for? Maybe recognize it later. And on Wednesday, when they recognize there was the same animal that did it, from then on, he's chayav nezek shalom. But if they would say we came to chatzin nezek, maboel, great expression. What's burning you to come today? Chatzin nezek, wait for Thursday. Wait till you recognize it. So why are you coming on Sunday? Ah, you're coming to make it into a book. That's the end. The fever, the thing, seeking the might, and the might, the hoy, creating the code. Therefore, they had to hurry to come and walk. For the records. Yeah, the man of the place is.
And then maybe second, you have to come back on the start because of, because they want to do that.
If you're the God.
Wow.
If you're the God, well,
then need to give them a warning, even though it wasn't a specific animal.
Even though they didn't recognize the animal yet.
Yes, the fishing warning of the animals, the owner to be careful of the sand, watch the animals.
Right.
And they're going to get reported to the...
But why are they coming? Because they're coming, says, on the assumption that on Wednesday, they'll maybe recognize which animal it was. That's true. In order to make it a mood, we'll have to recognize the animal at the end. So we're testifying on Sunday, and you know, Monday and on Tuesday. Why? Perhaps on Wednesday, we'll recognize. If you wanted to be high Katzinezek, then why wait? Why do you want somebody to come on Wednesday? Whenever you're not that one, come.
Also, that's if you don't, then you don't need to have a Negev, right? That's only to make it into a Negev. So the only hurry that you have to do it is to make it into a Negev.
No, but why can't we say they came on Sunday to testify? If eventually we recognize it, you'll be Machai Katsun. The answer is, if that, wait for when it's Negev. The card is 87 on the base, and that's
the My whole week is booked. I've got a big project and work to do. This is going to have to come to testify.
So then you have to come again to testify when you recognize. Then we have to come again to testify when you recognize.
What's the case where you have to keep waiting? So
that's what places said there. Yeah.
Maybe I've had the end did not recognize the
No. But then they knew. No, because they did recognize originally. We knew that was the mood. And then it got mixed up. It doesn't matter. Once we know which animal, we know there was an animal that was a mood. because we saw it in the Negev, it was Negev three times, then any subsequent trouble is all from that trouble.
I'm saying at the end, screwing at the end, they didn't recognize the Muad.
At the end, but others
talked about a case where it wasn't recognized.
It was recognized that it wasn't. And then
got
mixed up.
Last case where it was not.
Doesn't matter.
Recognized.
Doesn't matter. What?
It showed that you don't have to recognize.
Let me ask you, once one animal has a status of a mu'ad, you no longer need to recognize it. Once an animal has a status of a mu'ad, you don't need to recognize it because we know anything that happens is because of that moon. But until it gets the status of a moon, you can't give it the status of a moon. You need to recognize the animal to give it the status of a moon.
So in that case, it's never going to revert to a state of balance.
It'd be very hard. Tell all the animals, see the animals for 3 days and they stay calm. Yes, right. Okay, that was the end of the tasters. The end of this. Next month, we'll start a new sugo. I'm a shuffle college and clavier. And maybe Yetzir Shem try and finish the period by the end of that on Yetzir Shem. There's one liquid I want to share with you. Yesterday, somebody came to me a bit upset, saying they don't understand. We say we do kinnis all day long, and just reading it doesn't mean anything. Just saying about this source and this source and another tzar. And if you want to look for tzaras, just go to Hadassah Hospital, Shai Tzedek Hospital. There's lots of people who are suffering. What's the point of spending so much time doing kids? So I just want to make a nekuda, which I told him, and it's an important nekuda. The person has to realize the reason why we're reading the kinnis is not to remind ourselves of the tzoros. As he said, we can look around, there's other tzoros in the world. It's not to remind ourselves, we're sitting in Chulven, we're sitting here mourning the fact that we had sorrows, whether it's the Crusades or the Holocaust or the Chulven, and there was a tremendous Holocaust at the time of the Chulven, that the Yisoid of Tisha B'Av, and it's very important to know, and it's not, otherwise you can't connect to it, but the Yisoid of Tisha B'Av is not to remind ourselves that we, as a Jewish nation, went through sorrows. That's not the point. The point of us is that these stories are a simon, that there's something that we're missing. The lack of connection to Ribbono Shel, the fact that Hashem has thrown us out of his house, that is the cause for this and this and this and this and this. And all these kinnas are there as a trigger for us to remind ourselves of the deeper issue. The fact that we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, the fact that we are no longer there to be Zeha, to be Nen and Zeha Shkino, that is the reason why all these byproducts happened. And it's hard for us to connect to understanding the lack of relationship. So we have these skinners as a way to remind ourselves and try and tune in to the fact that we don't anymore have this close connection with relationship. On Tisha B'Av, that's what we're meant to be mourning. That's what we're reading the kinnis, we're trying to understand the kinnis as best as you can. The best, of course, is to prepare before Tisha B'Av, to prepare for it. But when we're reading the Torahs that we have, it's to remind ourselves of the fact that Hashem has, so to speak, thrown us out of his home. Like a father who's taken his child and said, I don't want to have anything to do with you. Of course, the child's going through problems in the forest, wherever he is. And of course, he's upset about the problems he's got. The main issue, the main thing that's bothering him and hurting him the most is the fact he's being thrown out of his father's house. And he knows if he was with his father, these problems wouldn't be there. So these problems are a byproduct, but they're all a tougher byproduct. The main issue is that we've been thrown out from Hashem's home. Hashem has, so to speak, told us that he doesn't want us to be with him. He doesn't want this close connection. And that's why we daven to come back to the Binyamis Midrash. And if we tune ourselves into that and to realize that the lack of connection with Hashem is terrible. It's a horrible feeling to know that our father's cut off, so to speak, a connection or the closest connection and he's not further removed. That's a feeling a person has to go through the Tisha B'Av and Davanam should be there to have him back. I saw the same thing I said. We end off, we say, or maybe go to the name in him, a man Shmoy B'Av. Hashem brings the Gula B'Av. One of the ways of bringing back the Gula is to be Mechazik B'Av Hashem. Mechazik B'Av. So Hashem wants to show his love to us, and we are here to try and reciprocate and to appreciate Hashem's love, how much he's doing for us all the time. But Hashem Tov said that the reason why the goddess is taking so long is because we don't have concentration in Avarava, we don't have a problem in Avarava. Avarava, Avtonav, we realize the amount of love that Hashem showered upon us, even though we're in goddess, we're so far away, and the amount of Hashem's chesed he does to us, day in, day out, that we can breathe and live. But every person can think about the chesed that Hashem does for him. And if a person appreciates that and wants to show his love back to Hashem, then of course on Tisha B'Av, when Hashem's Kielu shown is disconnected to us, if we show our love to Hashem, how much we want to be part back to him, and kind of it's a love well, I'm sure with that Hashem will before he'll bring us back to all the Shalim of the Korean Marsh. So have a great day as Manim. Yes, Hashem, Lamed Av. I'll try and send the invitation out. But Lamed Av, 17th of August, is the chasna of my daughter, Yes, Hashem, and Beita. In it, I'll send the invitation out to everyone.
Mazel tov.
Yeah, Bob Tishkeh. I should be well.
Remind you, I'm having the operation on Wednesday, keep it.
I forgot to say, when I'm learning today, I did have it in mind, but I forgot to mention it. The Meshbet's having an operation, I think tomorrow, you said, right?
Yeah, tomorrow afternoon, Bezod Hashem.
It's Moshe Zelig, then Yenta.
Moshe Peretz, Ben Yenta Freida.
Yenta Freida. Moshe Peretz, Ben Yenta Freida, Shabbat for Shalema.
Amen, amen.
Sorry, I forgot to mention it. Moshe Peretz, Ben Yenta Freida, Shabbat for Shalema. Let us know how it went.
We'll keep you posted. Thank you.
God bless. Meaningful cost.
Well done. You will see. Okay.